Center Wellington Fire Rescue welcomed its newest chief into the ranks. Earlier this week, the winner of the Fire Chief for a Day contest was selected. It's an awareness campaign being run for 3 years now by CWFR and Crime Stoppers to educate the youth on fire prevention strategies. Local grades 4, 5, and 6 students were asked to create a fire escape plan of their own home, and the winner got a behind-the-scenes interactive tour of the Fergus Fire Station. Fire Prevention Officer Chris Pollock says department staff were very impressed by Salem Public student Brian Ellis.
It's tremendously exciting. We're happy to have Brian here today. As I mentioned earlier, we had a number of entrants this year, and Brian's was by far the best one. It was a no-brainer for us to pick him because clearly he takes fire safety very seriously. Brian, would you agree that, you know, from doing the exercise, that knowing two ways out of your house is tremendously important?
Yeah.
And what did we talk about earlier with smoke alarms, right?
You want to have them in your house and you want to test them frequently.
Absolutely. And remember what I said? As far back as we can tell, when houses had working smoke alarms, no one was ever seriously hurt in a house fire. And I just think that's a fantastic thing for folks to take away, is do those home escape plans and make sure your smoke alarms are less than 10 years old and test them regularly.
On Thursday, June 12th, fourth grader Ellis got some hands-on experience with nearly everything the station has to offer.
I had lunch with the fire department and I sprayed a fire hose, put out a fire with a fire extinguisher, rode around in a fire truck, and had all my friends think I was getting arrested.
Ellis was picked up from his school by emergency services with the full light show, which impressed his friends. After a burrito lunch, Ellis and his fire crew were tearing into a car, learning about what to do in an emergency roadside situation. Ellis was quite impressed by the lifting bags, which use pressurized air to lift up to 35 tons. Wellington County Training Officer Charles Hamilton says the lifting bags are strong enough to get their pumper trucks right side up. Next up was how to properly use a fire extinguisher. CWFR uses a basin filled with water containing a propane ignition system to simulate a fire. Part of the lesson included information on how different kinds of fire extinguishers are utilized for different kinds of fires. Following the fire extinguisher lesson, Ellis and the crew rolled out Pumper 41 to test out a fire hose. And before heading off for a final ride around Fergus, Ellis was adorned in the oxygen gear firefighters use anytime there is an immediate threat to their health. Hamilton called the oxygen tanks and breathing apparatus their life in a bottle. It weighs only around 10 pounds less than Ellis. Hamilton and the rest of the crew at CWFR are happy to see today's youth care so much about fire safety. Fire Prevention Officer Pollock says CWFR has been given less opportunities over the years to host school presentations. He says emergency response is ideally a final resort. Preventing fires in the first place is the best way to mitigate a hazardous scenario. I'm Mick Horvath, reporting for The Grand at 101.